How do you become, how are you beautiful and ugly at the same time, what the pasuk indicates here in pasuk Hey, Sharon even of Yerushalayim. So says the girl like this. Al derech shomu chazal, shchoira ani b'mare, v'nova ani b'chituch eivarim. So the chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah, and Rashi brings it in the Medrash, from the Medrash Rabbah, that I am black on my facial appearance, the way I look black, but no, I mean, but the features are beautiful. I think we had this before somewhere, not long ago, but the features are beautiful. I think we had this in Esther somewhere,
By
but
your effort and by Esther,
Yifas someone, we had this
I
over there, I
guess.
think also,
Yeah,
but what?
no, maybe that it broke down between, it wasn't Shchaira, just was a breakdown between the features and
Yeah,
the
we had that there also. Yifas toyar v'yifas mare
Yifas
is yifas mare. This is what it said there
Yeah.
in Gil Sester. Yifas mare is the features. Yifas mare is the appearance. I'm sorry, is the appearance. Yifas toyar is the toyar, is the shape, is the appearance, is the features of the person. So we here, that's a yifas toyar and a yifas mare. But here we were shchora on one hand. We were na'av on the other. So which one is which? So Chazal said, shchora ani b'mare, and the yifas mare, we were not pretty. But shchora ani v'na'ava is b'chituch eivarim. That's the yifas toyar. That's the goyim's touching. Yeah, which is mamish like what the goyim said in Esther. So what is that referring to? So it says Agra, Ka'ale Kedar, Kiyir, same thing. I'm Ava Pishani Ka'ale Kedar, Shem Shemesh, Aval Be'evarim Ani Noa Kiyir. Right? So the Yerushalayim, forget that they were clean or dirty. They were Be'etzem, a masterpiece, the way they were made. Now, with the garden, it got dirty. So the all the Kedar are just something like ugly, garnished, and they're dirty. The Yerushalayim were beautiful masterpieces the way they were made, but they were clean also. So we are dirty, but we're like the Yerushalayim. That's the point.
What were the Olei Kedar? You said no.
They're tents of Bedouins.
Right.
So they're dirty, nothing.
Okay.
Well, fine. So what's the mashal? What's the nimshal here? The nimshal move on. Tariag mitzvahs nemru l'moshe, remach mitzvahs asay neged evarim shel adam. So basically, the remach mitzvahs asay create the toyar of the person, because the remach, the 248 mitzvahs asay are connected to evarim. Meaning the basic structure, if a person has good features, is are they doing the mitzvahs? Are they doing what they're supposed to? So they're structured, they're doing, they're putting on the tefillin, they're doing the lulav, they're doing the shofar, they're doing the mitzvahs. So they have yifas toyah, they have yifas toyah because their evarim are in place, which is the 248 mitzvahs essay of evarim. However, but to shine through the Eivarim, that the Eivarim should look beautiful, you need some sort of hadrosponim. You need a shine. You need to be clean. You need to have some sort of facial beauty. That's provided through the penimius of the mitzvah. That's provided through the kavana of the mitzvah, through the way you do the mitzvah. So he's saying that in the galus, where shchira ani v'nava, is that we're doing the mitzvahs, we're doing the best we can. We have chituch evarim, we have our evarim. We're doing the mitzvahs. What we're lacking is we have no penimius. We're empty inside. But aval nava ani b'chituch evarim mach was kiyumar mach mitzvahs esei shayvarim non kimidasan v'av kam zois hakavana penimius shamarti shchira ani kol yekeda mibachutz. She'ein lo ziv, aval koponim, aval pikein, ki yiriyah shloima ani mibifnim, libu shvan. Even in the kavana, I'm not doing it by kavana, but I wish I could do it by kavana. So he's saying, we don't have a good kavana, but we're not, it's not, that we lost the ability to have kavana. It's a temporary loss of kavana. We're shchira, we're covered over with a blackness that doesn't allow you to see the beauty of the ivarim. It's not like we are handicapped in the ability to become beautiful.
I mean, it's just covering it over, but inside. Right.
So there's two points being said here. One point is that we're talking doing the mitzvahs. And the other point is we have it within ourselves to bring out the beauty of the mitzvahs also. It's just that it's covered over with the blackness. So shchira ani, it's a temporary covering, which doesn't allow, which makes me look ugly. But remember, I have features. I have the means, and I have the ability to make them look beautiful. So he says, it says something interesting here. I just don't know how it fits into the pasuk. So he says that there's in midos, there's also two levels of midos. And this is going to be all like Kedar and Yiriyah Shloima. So he says, there's two parts to midos. There's the midos of a person in Ben Adam Lamakim, and there's the midos of Ben Adam Lachaverim. Umash Ben Adam Lamakim humi bifnim, Ben Adam Lachaverim humi bachutz. So, v'zeh shamar b'gamar, izeh otam l'chacham, hayedeh lahapich chiluka kedarkoi. There isn't no mitzvah on midas, it's because of the klalim. I don't know what he's saying yet here. So basically, he's saying is, "Pierce Avu Bishop Midrash Ben Adam Lachaver Shenir Ani Kaali Kedar Avu Bigin Kirshon Midrash Shehin Melagav." So he's saying, for some reason, he's saying, we don't have good midas ben adam l'chaver, but we do have good midas ben adam l'makom. I don't understand how that fit into the puzzle. So I didn't really understand this part, to be honest. I don't know what he was talking about over here, this part. But it's interesting the way he's touching the puzzle, but this chazal in Lamaisa. Just as a tamachachim is someone who's yedel ha'apach hiluk chalukai, which means he knows how to put on a shirt without making it go inside out. What does that mean? It means he's maimed each mida on the kaimai. The midas that are supposed to be public, he keeps public, and the midas that are supposed to be private, he keeps private.
What does he mean when he's explained that the midas are the klala, and the Torah is the mitzvahs are the, what do you say, the bush?
Chom, he says, a mitzvah same ikra Torah. Ki a midah is hein mi bachutz, v'hem kumo levush leha mitzvahs, Behem ikar hatayra.
What's the behem ikar hatayra? Is referring to the mitzvah, referring
to the midah. Kama shamu chazal kala koyis. If you were missing in that midah, kilu avir avazar means you know nothing.
But how do you know what the midahs are if the Torah is not giving you?
No, obviously in the all the mitzvahs of the Torah explain to you how to have proper midahs. That's the whole chazanish. Chazon Ish says you can't have good midas without Torah. Chaim Volozhin also says like that. You can't have good midas without Torah.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that you need to have that the Torah is dictating your midas. The Torah is dictating your midas. You can't have midas without it. Now, how that fits into the pasuk, I'm not really sure. He's basically saying that the Ben Adam L'Chaver we didn't have, and that was the Olei Kedar. That was on the outside. People see it. The Yiriyah Shlomo were on the inside. The Yerushalayim were on the inside. So those we had in that midas, but I don't even know how that. I don't understand exactly what he's saying with that. Akoponim, the point of the pasuk according to this is Shkoyer and even Ava is that we are black and beautiful at the same time. Blackness is much more temporary, and beauty is the chitoch yivar, and it's permanent. That's the features of the person. And then the next pasuk will continue on that note. Don't look at me like a permanent blackness, because it's only temporary. She's a fasting Hashemesh due to the galus, because I'm neiter as a kramim, right? I've been under the shemesh because I wasn't able to go the way Klai was supposed to go, the malam and the mazel, and that's why I got burnt by it. But when I'm in my own place, then I can go back to being myself. That's the hemshach on these two pesukim. Okay. Okay. Shkoyach. Meet the show tomorrow night. And I guess that's the last one, Shir before Pesach.
Tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. Okay, everyone, we'll see you. Good night.
I'll tell
Andrew. Just texted me.